Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbein scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. Baker moves to second. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Kell applying the tag. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Kell reaches second base with a double. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wakefield throws the ball into Kell who tags Wright trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kennedy moves to third. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kennedy scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Michaels steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Evers reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Appling steals second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbein hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wakefield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Evers. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kell for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Evers hits a line drive into left field. Wright picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wright. Wakefield goes all the way around to score. Evers moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wright. Outlaw reaches second base with a double. Evers scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Tigers. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-2 in the game. Trout strikes out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopat hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Appling reaches second base with a double. Baker goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Tigers. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Hutchinson now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 3 in the game. Wakefield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Evers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Tigers. Gordon Maltzberger now pitching. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Webb bunts for an out with unknown description. Outlaw moves to second. One out. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 3 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Quell pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jake Jones pinch hits for Gordon Maltzberger. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.